For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
All the praise, we magnify your name. Thank you for your faithfulness, thank you for your kindness. We honor you, we give you all the praise. Thank you for your faithfulness, thank you for us once again in your presence. We adore you, we magnify your holy name, we reverence you. Be thou exalted. Thank you because you've been blessed in God's presence. Hallelujah. And you appreciate that. I say, Father Lord, today I will leave this place changed, I will leave this place transformed. I will not be the same after this morning service. We are not the same. I will not be the same. This morning something is changing in my life. Your word is changing me. Your word is transforming me. Your word is changing me. Your word is changing me. Father Lord, I pray, I give you all the praise. Thank you for your faithfulness. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. You can take your seat. I want to welcome everyone of us to church.
Hallelujah. Praise God. It's always a blessing to be in God's presence. Praise God. Like I always say, going to church do a whole lot of good to you. Praise God. Anything that will stop you from being physically in church, Sunday, midweek, or anytime, anything that will take you away from God's presence will definitely destroy you. Are we together? Coming to church is always a blessing to you. Always a blessing to you. Christianity is not just a religion. It's a lifestyle. And when you properly adhere to it, your life will never be the same. Your commitment and dedication to the presence of God is always a blessing. Hallelujah. And I believe that God will cause your life to experience the blessing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, the year 2021 is our year of kingdom advancement. Praise the Lord. It's our year of kingdom advancement. And then we have decided that is the word of God. The focus is on the kingdom. The Bible says Matthew 6:33, to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto us. Hallelujah. To what? Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and every other thing will be added unto you. If you read the verses preceding that, it says every other thing that people are seeking for, hallelujah, will be added unto you. That means you don't wake up pursuing money. You wake up pursuing the kingdom of God. You wake up desiring to advance his kingdom. And then the fame that people are looking for will come to you on a platter of gold. And I believe all of us are here interested in the kingdom of God. And I believe you will see the kingdom advance in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. And as a month of the January, in the month of our fasting and prayer, we've been looking at the anointing. Hallelujah. The month of the anointing. Walking in the anointing, contacting the anointing, experiencing the anointing. Praise the Lord. And I believe that in the name of Jesus, before the fast is over, something about your life will have changed. You will have experienced a transformation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, the first Sunday, we looked at understanding the anointing. Praise the Lord. Because it's a series, missing the first part may affect the second part and the third part. So I have to just recap briefly so that all of us can be in tune. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say the anointing, many people think is falling down under the anointing. That is not the anointing. That is an effect of the anointing. Altogether, you must be able to understand what really is the anointing and then what is the effect of the anointing. When you see somebody being healed, the healing is not the anointing. It's the effect of the anointing. Are we together? So we said the anointing is the Holy Spirit himself. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Acts 10:38, with what? With the Holy Ghost. And then the power dimension of the Holy Ghost. So we can see Acts 10:38 and then Luke 4:18 or Isaiah 61. We said the anointing itself is the Holy Spirit. Acts 10:38, how God what? Anointed. So we see that he was anointed with what? The Holy Ghost, that is the Holy Spirit, and with his power dimension. Praise the Lord. So you see that when you have the Holy Spirit, that means you are anointed. True or false? True or false? When you are born again, did you receive the Holy Spirit? Come on, did you receive the Holy Spirit? So does that mean the Holy Spirit, the anointing, the Holy Spirit that brings the anointing, is it a different one from the one you have? Discover you have the anointing altogether. So we look at understand, and the second Sunday we looked at the necessity of the anointing. Why do you need the anointing? And then through that we will look at effect of the anointing. So this morning we'll be looking at getting the anointing. Now, in context, getting the anointing is actually not the right word, but because I know many of us can be able to relate with that word, getting anointed. Hallelujah. The right word should be activating the anointing or activating the power. But you can write, when I use getting the anointed or getting anointed, I know many of us be able to understand, but the truth is activating what you have already. It's already in you. How do you bring it forth? Do you understand what I just said? When I say, how many of you want to get the anointing? How many of you want to get the anointing? Many people will understand that, yes, I want to be anointed. Is that not true? Many people pray and say, Lord, anoint me, anoint me. And then many people think is, you'll be receiving another whole new thing altogether. But it's actually, in reality, is you are activating what you have. What you have become higher. What you come, the frequency become higher, or it begins to work. Hallelujah. So getting anointed or activating the anointing. Psalms 92 verse 10 is our foundational text. Psalms 92 verse 10. Getting anointed, activating the anointing. Now all of us, I want us to read that one. Bet my horn. Shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn? I shall be anointed with what? Fresh oil. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Now, anytime I say you will be anointed, it means what is in you will come out in the name of Jesus Christ. From today, after this morning's service, you will not just live ordinarily. Something fresh will come upon your life. Hallelujah. The activation of the anointing of the Holy Spirit with fresh oil. And your head, you know, when a unicorn, I know many of us, how many of you have seen a unicorn before, the picture? You have seen it, right? Even if it bends, the head is still up, or the horn is still up. You will never be down by the anointing. Hallelujah. So activating the anointing. And when we say activating the anointing, it means, now what it means is that if you are not born again, you can never walk in the anointing. So if primarily, you have to accept Christ into your life. Christ actually means Christos. It means the anointed one. That means when you have Christ in you, you have the anointed one in you. Are we together? So your salvation is the first fundamental requirement to walking in the anointing. Accepting Jesus Christ into your life. You have accepted the anointed one. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then when you get anointed, it means you release the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5 verse 25. Let's see that. Releasing the Spirit in you. It means you are activating the anointing. Hallelujah. Something in you will come alive today. Now, if we live in the Spirit, let us also what? Walk in the Spirit. That means it is possible to live in the Spirit and not walk in the Spirit. Is that not true? Now, if you live in the Spirit, automatically you should walk in the Spirit. But since the Bible says, if you live in Spirit, then allow, let us means permit or allow. Is that not true? Let us also what? Walk in the Spirit. If the Holy Spirit is in you, allow it to find practical expression in your life. Praise the Lord. If the Holy Spirit in you, let it find, let people know that there is an anointing or there is the working of the Holy Spirit in you. So getting anointing means releasing the deposit of God in you. Everybody that is anointed that you ever celebrate, the Holy Spirit you have is not this different one from you. It's just a higher version of what you have or a more enhanced version of what you have. Or they have yielded themselves more to be able to walk in the anointing. So today I'll be telling you on how you can be able to walk in the anointing. On how you can be able to release what you have in your insight. This will bring understanding to you and illumination. You will understand that, you know, there are certain denominations that everybody in that denomination seems to walk in the anointing. Is it true? Have you known churches that every member, an ordinary member, can lay hands on somebody and somebody will come and share their testimony? Have you seen denominations like that? It seems everybody, why? Because they understand, everybody was taught and they understood it. And then when they walk to their working place, they walk in the reality of what they are taught. So what you need primarily is understanding. Hallelujah. And understanding is coming to you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, There are basic facts about getting anointed I want you to understand. And the first thing I want you to understand is that once you are a believer, you are inherently anointed. Once you are a believer, you are what? Inherently anointed. Inherently. Inherently. In 1 John chapter 2 verse 20 says we have the unction of the Holy Spirit. Let's put Romans 8, 9 and then 11. Bible says we have the unction of the Holy Spirit and what? We know all things. 1 Corinthians 3, 16, the Bible often says that our body is the what? Let's all close our scripture. Our Bible is what? The temple of what? That means the Holy Spirit dwells in you. Is that true? So, I said the Holy Spirit is the anointing, and once you are born again, the Holy Spirit dwells in you. That means sitting down here is Michael that can do what Daddy Adeboye is doing. Why? Because the Holy Spirit in you is the same Holy Spirit in Daddy Adeboye. But why can't you do what he's doing? Because there are certain things that I'll be sharing with us this morning, and then you understand. And then the more you do them, the more the Holy Spirit finds expression. Now, when I say when you give your life to Christ, you are inherently anointed. Everybody who can you drive? Okay, can you drive? Okay, but inherently in Michael is the potential to drive. Do you understand that? When you give birth to a child, in that child, he doesn't know how to use cutlery, that is knife and fork to eat. But in him is the potential to learn it and to eat like that. In that small child is the ability to be able to drive a car. It is an inherent potential that is in him. Altogether. But until he grows and learns the techniques, he may never drive till he dies. Altogether. So when I say the Holy Spirit is in you inherently, it means it is there. You have the potential to do it. But you may never walk in it till you die if you don't know how to activate it and make it work. So everyone here seated here, you have the inherent potential to walk in the anointing. But until you understand how to walk in it, you may never walk in it. Number four, I want you to understand that understanding the anointing will help you to be able to walk in it. In Luke chapter 1 verse 3, the Bible says, Luke says, having have perfect understanding of the anointing, of all the things that have happened, I now write unto you. When you understand the dynamics behind something, you become a master in that. Hallelujah. You know, I remember in my early days with the work with God, when a man of God would come up to preach. And then in the beginning of the sermon, he said, I know that today miracle will surely happen. And then I'll be there like a Pharisee, just saying, okay, let's see. I am here to the end of this service. How does he know it will happen? What if God does not desire to move? Is that true? And then at the end, when they begin to say, now in the name of Jesus, X, Y, Z, and then you begin to see the things happen. I used to wonder, how did they know that it will happen? Have you ever seen people like that? How did they know that it will happen? Like they said with all manner of confidence that it will happen. Why? Because they understand what to say, and how to make it happen. Understanding it will help you to walk in it. Are we together? Understanding it. So you need to understand what is the anointing. How do I walk? How will I stand every time and then produce the same result? It is possible. Now, if you can cook very well, anytime they give you ingredient, you can cook. Is that true? Anytime, because you understand the dynamics of the working of that system. So understanding it is very, very, very important. Number three thing I want to understand before we continue is the anointing we talk about is a real person and is a real personality. Now this is very, 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 very important. When I was much younger in the faith, I used to hear people command the Holy Spirit and say, now I command the Holy Spirit to move. I command it to go left. I command it. Have you ever heard people say things like that? And then they're giving orders. Say, I command the Holy Spirit now. And then people, the more you grow, the more you receive command. He will be the one telling you what to do and not you telling him what to do. You understand it's a real, Ephesians 4 verse 13 says, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians 12, 11, he shares the gift of the Holy Spirit as will. As a matter of fact, the Bible says in Matthew 12 that you can sin against Jesus Christ and God will forgive you. But if you sin against the Holy Spirit, you will not be forgiven. That is blasphemy. So you must understand now. Understand that the anointing is the Holy Spirit. So when I say that, what many people say, I release unto you, or I give unto you my, what did I say? I give unto you the power to worship like me. Anytime you worship, you see angels like me. And have you ever people say there's something like that? And then have you tried worshiping and seen angels like them? Do you know why it doesn't happen? Do you know why it doesn't happen? You don't impart relationships. You grow in relationship. You develop relationship. He is a human being. You cannot just carry him and put on somebody and say, now let him begin to walk in his life like he walks in my life. For that relationship in that life to be like my life, he has to build it. Now you have to understand this. You have to develop your relationship. Now what that person does to you is, it will make that possibility available for you, but you have to grow and then relate with the Holy Spirit like that. Are we together? That is why, have you ever wondered people that have been imparted by many men of God and they never, you don't see, have you ever had a prayer say, this man of God has laid hands on me, this man of God has laid hands on me, this person, the men of God in Nigeria have laid hands on them. And then when you see them, you don't see a sign of the people they have mentioned. Have you seen cases like that? It's simple because the whole is a person. You cannot just say, the way you're working in my life now begin to work. I cannot say, now my wife, Michael and her, I have known her for over 5 years. And there are certain things about her. By relationship, I understand certain things about her. You don't even know about her. Yeah. You don't expect the two of them to relate like the way I would relate with her, even if she wasn't my wife. Well, because you have to build relationships. So when you want to work in that, you must understand that it will take time to understand the Holy Spirit. Now today you come up to preach or you come up, you say something and then the Holy Spirit is angry. He was angry, you did something and then you adjust. The more you relate better, the more you become anointed. That is why all anointed people have a common character. They may be divergent in their manner of approach, but all of them behave in the same way because it is the same fruit of the Holy Spirit that is in all of them. Daddy Adeboye is humble, Bishop Adeboye, all of them are naturally humble. Why? Because the Holy Spirit has altered their personality to behave like him. So understand that the anointing is not just power that I blow on you. Now begin to walk in the anointing. Take the mic. No, it doesn't work like that. He's a real human being. Are we together? And then understanding that will make you to treat him differently. Don't command people. Even common sense will not tell you, begin to command somebody. Even as a leader. You go here. Come back. Come back here. Go and touch that person. Return. Go back. No. That is why you see that the devil is always kneeling down at his level of impact, because he understands that the more you grow with the Holy Spirit, you will understand that he's the boss. And you are the one taking orders. Are we together? Now, for many of you that have ordered the Holy Spirit, he knows you didn't know. But now that you know, may you be wiser. The next time you hold the mic, don't say, I command the Holy Spirit. No, don't command him. He will refuse to move. Hallelujah. So understand he's a real person. And how many of you want to feel the Holy Spirit real in your life? You want to wake up one morning and then you know that somebody is with you in the room. You want somebody to tap you up and talk to you. You want to feel that cozy feeling when you are worshiping and praying. Why? Because it's a real feeling. Sometimes it can come out in you and begin to manifest. And then you know that somebody is with you. Because he's a real person. He likes to talk to you. He likes to hear you talk back. Hallelujah. Most times when people hear preaching about the anointing, for the first 3 days of the preaching, they begin to talk with the Holy Spirit. Lord, the Holy Spirit, I want to relate with you. And then after the fourth day, they are back to their default state. There was a time I did something, I wrote on the wall, say good morning Holy Spirit today. I wrote it on my wall, so that when I woke up in the morning, I forgot. I have to consciously do it. I was together. You must know the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, how do I do this kind of thing? How do I do something like that? How do I do something like this? And then he will always help you. I believe that revelation will come to you, and then you will understand him and relate with him better in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, the anointing in you will be expressed the more you yield to him. Romans chapter 6 verse 16. Now, I'm telling you basic things you need to understand. The anointing in you will yield the more what we walk, the more you yield to him. Romans chapter 6 verse 16, the Bible says, know ye not that to whom you yield yourself servants to obey, his servant what ye are. How many of you have noticed why you fast and pray when you want to minister? How many of you have not known why? Does fasting make you more anointed? Does prayer makes you more anointed? Does studying the Bible makes you more anointed? Hallelujah. Now many people think the more you fast, the more anointed you become. No. Your spirit man doesn't grow based on what you deny it of. Your spirit man grows based on what you give it. I will say it again. Your spirit man doesn't grow based on what you what? Deny it off. Your spirit man grows based on what you give it. And let me explain. When you don't eat food, you are denying and starving your body of energy. Are we together? But when you want your spirit to grow, you feed it with the word of God and then it grows. Your spirit man grows when you feed it with the word of what? God. You become more stronger in your spirit when you take more word than more you don't fast. Fasting, let me tell you what fasting does to all of us. Praise the Lord. Fasting weakens the flesh and then it yields. How many of you notice that when you hold the mic after fasting, something about your body is weak. Something about yourself dies. Something about your strength. How many of you have noticed that anytime you don't minister, you don't prepare very well to minister, you always have the best ministration. Sometimes. Well, because you say, Lord, Holy Spirit, help me. If you don't help me, we are dead today. We are finished. And then you go to the stage only really because you know you are not ready. And then in those moments, surprisingly, you give an outstanding performance. Why? Because yourself at that moment is dead. But when you have rehearsed, and then you know every note, you know every same minute, you know where to take it. Everybody has perfected it. When you come up, you know you're good to go. Is that true? Now, let me balance it now. That doesn't mean you know rehearse intentionally. And then every time come on stage and say, Holy Spirit, take over, he will take 3 steps backward. Yes. That doesn't remove the place of human responsibility. I'm talking about a situation where you are hooked and you could not perform your normal duty. Are we together? But that doesn't mean you know rehearse. Rehearsal is extra necessary. You must rehearse and perfect your skills. You must become competent in your skill. And then when you become very competent, then you forget. You know, there's something they tell us in campus fellowship. They say, pray as if you have never read and then read as if you've never prayed. Remember that statement? Yes, read as if you are not even in prayer unit. And then when you go to pray as if you have never read. So rehearse and prepare as if the Holy Spirit will not help you. And then when you come up the minister, behave as if you have never prepared. And then rely on him. So yielding to the Holy Spirit will make you to begin to walk more. It is true. The more you become mature, the more you begin to yield more. Let me tell you something. Character is one of the master key into walking in the anointing. The more you become more rugged, or the more you become more haphazard, more indisciplined. You know, that is why many musicians, it takes more difficult. You can easily raise 5 ministers than to raise 1 solid character in musicians. You know why? Those guys don't have discipline. Not the ones here. And I know if you guys are here, grace will come upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, the discipline to remain in one place. The discipline to remain focused to grow. There are many people that are extra good, but the anointing will never come upon them. Why? Because they are not that good. They have never yielded themselves to the Spirit to be able to Him to breathe on them. Are we together? So you must understand that the more you yield to the Holy Spirit, the better anointed you become. The more I improve in my yieldedness, the more anointed I will become. Where I am working today reveals my level of yieldedness. If I have yielded more, I will have been better. Do you understand what I'm talking about? If you yield more, you will be better. Now, if I begin to yield, if there's a word like that, let's say I don't yield again as I am now, I will be worse. It will, not that the anointing will leave, but its effect will reduce. Just like the power of a battery begins to weaken in your phone. The more you don't charge it up and remain it charged, the battery will become it. That doesn't mean it cannot be full. You have to consistently charge it to remain full. Altogether. So the more you yield, the better you become. The more you yield, the better you become. No impartation will take you to a level where you remain consistently at the top. Tell you what, every church fasts every year. Everybody fasts weekly. Everybody pray. Why? Because you have to consistently yield. Hallelujah. Now the fifth thing I want to understand before I go to pathway of understanding anointing is that the anointing is not a feeling. Or a spooky experience. You know what it means? You mean to be spooky? You know what it means to be spooky? To be weird. to begin to behave like as if you are not a human being, like an alien. You know, people like this kind of sensational thing. The Bible says 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7, we walk by faith and not by sight. You know, I have been in healing meetings before where, okay, let me give myself, I remember the first time, let me give city sitters, I remember the first time I went to healing and deliverance service in Dunamis Church. After hearing a lot of testimonies, I was there live, so I was like, I was thinking one idea, you'll be seeing angels moving in the roof, or you'll be seeing smoke in the atmosphere, or you'll be seeing the chair vibrating. That was what I was expecting. I was expecting to be one cozy thing, but no, not too, everything was normal. Some people were even fighting for chairs, some people were even cursing, so everything, I was like, oh, what, why? I said, okay, let's wait till the service comes. The service said everything was normal. He came up to the minister and said, now in the name of Jesus, receive your healing, and then now if you are healed, come out and testify. The whole place was filled with people. I said, let me hear what the person will say. And the person said, I came here with my collar, I could not stand up, I was healed. I said, in this same place. And then the people turn around, all of them have medical reports, and all of them, people around them testified. Now something happened last year, I was with my wife, and then last 2 years, minister's conference. We are sitting, and then he gave a word. And then one woman right one seat behind us, one seat behind, was having cancer all the way from the UK, and then she was healed two seats behind me. It's not a spooky now as we're sitting right here. You must not feel one sensational feeling that your eyes are beginning to turn you or you want to fall down or something like that. No. It is not a spooky experience, even though it can be. Are we together? You must not always, because that is what has hindered many people from receiving. Until you fall down, nothing happened. Until you were touched, nothing happened. Check the people. Bishop Oyedepo, in Living Faith, if you fall down, you're on your own. If you doubt me, go to Living Faith and fall down. You will confirm this. I've been there several times, and then somebody fall down, and the usher ignored the person, like, as if nothing happened. Yes, that is the way my wife was even telling me that. When she was there, she was shocked that the usher was there. Who are carrying the person? And you're on your own. Yeah, everybody hears the word at risk. You must not fall. Yes. Is that not true? Yes. If you doubt me, go there one day and fall down. Your body will tell you. By the time you come back, you will shamelessly go back to your seat. You will understand that it's not a poaching spirit. Have you ever been to Redeem Camp and watched their videos? How many people do you see falling in Redeem Camp? You may not have just observed it. How many people have you seen falling down? But how many of you can doubt the miracles happening there? You cannot. So, sometimes, based on the personality, sometimes it works, you may fall down. Sometimes you may not. Are we together? Sometimes what? You may fall down. So, not that your focus should not be on the feeling you feel. When it laid on me, I felt fire. When it laid on me, I felt something left my head to my stomach. My leg began to vibrate. No. It may happen, but if it doesn't happen, that doesn't mean it is not in you. You must understand this. The most time when I minister to campus or something like that, and then the one to fall down, I say, oh, wait, stand. Just be serious. Yeah, because I understand, I did this thing before. When I was in campus, every Monday, we want to see them fall. So we pray for them to fall and then minister till they are on their feet, till they are on their floor. We did that every Monday, the same people falling down. Next Monday, they come again and they are the ones that fell down. We miss that. No, not that we told them. Now you can stay here and give a word. And then people in the congregation fell down every Sunday and over 1 year. The same people are falling at no change. They say, oh boy, it's not by falling down. No. You must give them understanding. Because if you fall down and your love has not changed, no. You need understand. You must understand. You can have a spooky experience. You can have a weird feeling. But that doesn't mean you must always have it. All the senior prophets that have lived are not weird. How many of you know Kenneth E. Hagin is a prophet? Jesus Christ told him, you are not a teacher. Jesus told him, appear physically and say, you are behaving like a teacher, you are a prophet. Prophets, what's his name? Rick Joyner. How many of you know Rick Joyner? You know, Rick Joyner that's heaven like one of the senior major prophets in the world. Most of them are not weird. They are normal human beings. They don't begin to behave. I see somebody, I see 3D dimension, I see XYZ. They begin to point people. You know, that's what people like. The more you mature, certain things become down. I was in salvation ministry with Mint one day, and then the man of God, I was watching online. It was a healing service. And then wanted to pray for the woman, and the woman said, I will leave you now. The Bible says, receive and be healed. Don't be shaking, for he is shaking and leave you. Yeah. And you pray for her, and they check yourself now. And she was healed. It's not her fault, because maybe she was trained that you must feel a sense, that you must feel something. Now you must understand that it can happen. I'm not watering the facts. All together? It can happen, but if it doesn't happen, don't say nothing has happened, or don't think nothing has happened to your spirit. So the anointing is not always and necessarily a spooky feeling. Bible speaking in Genesis 28 verse 16. God can be in a place and you will not even know. The Bible says, Jacob was testified, say, God was here and what? I didn't even know. That means, not angel, not the Holy Spirit, God himself came and the man didn't know. That means you can be right in the center of a service. And then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place and I did not know. That is, Jehovah God himself was in a place physically and people did not know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is why I hate it when somebody is ministering and then somebody else is manifesting something. No, the Holy Spirit is the spirit of order. Praise the Lord. I remember something again when we were one service and then somebody began to pray. The apology said, everybody be quiet now, you can take your seat. And the guy stood up and began to, yay! He looked at him, you are there, right? He said, hey, peace. The guy continued, he said, Osha, bundle him out. Bundle him out, hallelujah. Yeah, that's the way I've been trained. Oh, you cannot just be haphazard. Somebody talking there, the Holy Spirit cannot be confused. Yesterday I was listening to a message by Pastor Chris. Yes, was ministered there. And one of us, I said, Osha, take care of that guy, quick. They don't just misbehave anyhow. People are not just trained to understand the way things happen. But you're receiving understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. So what are the pathway to walking in the anointing? The first pathway to walking in the anointing is your salvation and walking in the faith. John chapter 14 from verse 25 to 28 says that when you are saved, the comforter, when you are saved and walking in the faith, that is the first step. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John chapter 14, 25 to 28. That is the first step to walking in the anointing. And then Acts chapter 19, verse 3 to 6. Paul was asking, then to what then were you baptized? Your salvation is the pathway to salvation. John 14, 25 to 28. And then Acts 19, verse 3 to 6. Hallelujah. So once you are saved, the Holy Spirit is in you. And he said unto them, into what then were you baptized? So they said, into John's baptism. Yes, sir. And Paul said, John indeed baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who will come after him. That is on Christ. That is the anointed Jesus. Yes. Verse 5, sir. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. And then that was an... And then Paul laid his hands on them and the Holy Spirit came upon them and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Hallelujah. So your salvation is the basic pathway to walking in the anointing. Now, if you are not saved, at the end of the service, I will give you an opportunity to confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. That is why many Christians that believe and then take other people to... I hear that there are native doctors that do deliverances for Christians. So, are you aware of cases like that, that people take their children to native doctor to deliver them? The man says, native doctor, boy, what you do is you cast out the demons in your child. Have you ever seen cases like that? All of you are behaving in Nigeria. You have not seen cases where Christians take their children to native doctor for deliverance. You have not seen? Yes. And then they say, no, you don't remove the demon. And then when they brought the child back, normally it's true, it's looking like it's normal. But I'm telling you, you have just shifted the level of demonic possession. You just change the gear. Don't give him 2 weeks or 3 months. When you meet that boy, that devil cannot cast out another demon. So you must be saved. Confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Number two is, your lifestyle of purpose will make you anointed. A lifestyle of purpose and kingdom advancement. In Luke chapter 4 verse 18, the Bible says, for the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. To what? Preach the gospel. In Exodus 35 verse 31. Am I too fast? Okay, I'm just afraid of our time. Exodus 35 to 31, the Bible is speaking about Bezalel. that was anointed to be able to be a perfect craftsman. Matthew 10 verse 1, the Bible says, when he sent them, he gave them what? Power to be able to heal. Hallelujah. And if, and he has filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship. Matthew chapter 10 verse 1. Matthew 10 1. And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them what? Power. Now, as of that time, the Holy Spirit was not released. Are we together? So when you decide to pursue the kingdom, you have just subscribed to be anointed. Do you understand? When you decide to what? Pursue the kingdom, you are just subscribed to be anointed. The moment you say, Lord, I want to worship and let people be bowed on their knees to be able to worship you, you just subscribe for the anointing to worship. Hallelujah. I want to play the saxophone so that anybody hearing me. Oh. I've been in a service where somebody was playing the saxophone and then people were breaking plastic chair, like not fake breaking plastic chair, real. A sign that you know is real is that they wake up without injury or without pain in their body. A sign that the falling was fake, you wake up and feeling pain. Are you understanding me? In case you have ever fallen fakely, you know that from experience. Is that not true? That when you fell down and then the Holy Spirit was not the one that took you down, you wake up with pains on your body. But the Holy Spirit can tumble somebody and he will fall with his neck bended and then wake up normal. Yes. Always. Praise the Lord. So the moment you subscribe and say, Father, Lord, I want to be used for the kingdom. I want to be able to be a good businessman for the kingdom. You have subscribed for what? The anointing. You can be an anointed businessman. Hope you know that. How many of you believe that? You can be an anointed what? Businessman. You can be an anointed caterer. Anybody eating your cake can be delivered. You believe it? That somebody can eat your cake and demons will go out of them. You can be a prophet. Anything you do, can be anointed. Hallelujah. People want to sub. Why is it about her cake? My wife was telling me of somebody that was working in a particular welding company that every time when she was there, nobody was being harassed. But when she left, somebody came and harassed. And then the manager sent for her and said, call that lady back. When she was here, everything was peaceful. Call her back. That means your presence in a place can bring order to demons to behave. Are you there? Your presence can bring what? Order to bring demons to behave. Because you are there in the transport business, in what business? Cloth business can bring order to the system. And say, I am here for the sake of the kingdom. I am here to make... There are certain footballers that are so into their religion. And then because of them, their team won. How many of you believe that? There are certain footballer like Kaka when he started Madrid. That time Madrid was down. But anytime he scored a goal, he would lift up his shield and say, Jesus saves. And then from there, the club skyrocketed. Many things you do, when you decide and say, Lord, this thing I am doing is not for my sake. I want to do it for the kingdom. The anointing of God will begin to work in your life. The Holy Spirit will come into your life to make it possible. Praise the Lord. If you say, Lord, the reason why I want to be what? I want to be what? What do you want to be? What do you want to be? What do you want to be? Mention it. Huh? Somebody should give me what you want to be. The reason why you want to become an engineer, an electrical engineer. I want to be a solid electrical engineer so that when my work can advertise Jesus Christ. I want my work to be able to be a platform where souls will be saved. I will not employ or have a boy that is not filled with the Holy Ghost. All the boys working for me must be Holy Ghost filled. If they come to work to me, they are not filled. I will scale themselves and get them filled. What a vision. If you are a boss, you will have disciples. Is that correct? And then you tell God, Lord, if you promote me and lead me to the top, anybody working with me must be saved. If they came, they are not saved. And then all of them must be filled with the Holy Ghost. Do you think that's a good business with God or not? Do you think God will lift you up or not? Yes. Because he knows that you will advance the kingdom. So subscribing for kingdom advancement, you cannot be anointed to be singing at home and be wiling in the Holy Ghost with the anointing in your house. And not play movie and just cross your leg. That's not the anointing. The Holy Spirit is not a joker. Are we here? So subscribing for the kingdom is subscribing for the anointing. And then number three, when you get knowledge and you get enlightenment, you are subscribing for the anointing. And then, what number are we now? Number four, spiritual activities will get you to be more anointed. How? Because it makes you more yielded. The more you study the word of God, the more you pray, the more you worship, the more you fast, the more dead your natural instinct become, and the more active your spirit become, and then the more the spirit can flow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you have no business with the word of God, you have excused yourself from working in the anointing. When you have no business with prayer, you have excused. Have you heard that the Adebo say he has prayed for 76 hours before countless time? Have you ever heard him say something like that? Have you ever heard him say that they read the Bible from morning to night? Hallelujah. So spiritual activities will make you to be able to walk more in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Excusing the word of God excuse you from walking in the anointing. You can never walk with the anointing when you are not soaked with the word of God. Hallelujah. There are basic scriptures that should be on your head. Why should you prosper 2021? You should be able to quote 30 or 5 scriptures on why you should prosper. True, yes. When I ask you, why should you be protected? You should be able to quote 7 scriptures on divine preservation. If I ask you, why should you marry 2021? You say, because I'm 25, because I'm 30. Is that not true? Because I'm getting old, my parents are disturbing me. No. The more you get the word of God into your mind, I saw in my Bible that is the wife of your youth. That was why I was like a crazy man to marry early. How do you get that? I saw my Bible that God, somebody told me that God will marry for you. That's why with that money, I get it. I saw that God can prepare a table in the wilderness. Do you understand the meaning of that? That means right in Kogiste, God can make you a billionaire. How many of you have been to Auchi before? Oh, you know Auchi? That is the center of Omega Fire Ministry. That's where Apostle Johnson Suleiman is. Auchi. If you go there, you don't think, why should he be there with a level of grace on his life? But right in that village, the front of the church is not tagged. Dust everywhere. The place is Jatu. I've been there. Like, when you go there, say, why is this man? Come to Abuja and see where money is. Or go to Lagos. With this level of grace. But from there, come to there every month for Minister Without Blemish Crusade. People from over 100, almost 200 countries fly to hear him monthly. Well, because God can find a table in the money is not in Port Harcourt or Lagos or Abuja. I can tell you this. And believe it. It's not because you are in Abuja that you have money. You can be there and be worse than somebody in Ogorimagongo. Hope you know that. Yes. Money is not in location. God can decide to make you wealthy in this city. You don't have to run and go somewhere else. I know that from the Bible. So that is why studying the word of God will make you to become some level of madness, some level of craziness. Because you believe that it will happen. So get more spiritual and get more anointed. Tell your neighbor, get more spiritual and get more anointed. Get more word. You're not telling the person. And get more prayer. Get more fasting. And get more anointed. Kill your flesh. Tell the person, kill your flesh. Yes. And let your spirit come outside. Hallelujah. So spirituality will make you anointed. See, in these 21 days of fasting, in case you have not done the first 14 days, join in the last 7 days. You cannot be eating for 365 days for Christ's sake. Your primary assignment on earth is not food. Yeah? The reason why you're on earth is not to what? Eat food. At least take this week off and say, Lord, 5, 6 to 6 or 6 to 12. Let me ask you a question. If you have ulcer and the doctor say, don't eat to 12, or you went to one baba and the baba said, don't eat till 12 midnight, will you eat? Do you tell people that visit native doctors and then they say, don't eat to this particular hour, they don't have ulcer? Do you think like that? Do they obey or not? Or they tell the baba, I cannot do, I have ulcer. Do they do that? It is only Christians that are the most irresponsible force we have on earth. When God said this, you have 31 excuses to explain the God. I said, God understands.
And God is a God of principles. He will not change the law for you because you are Michael. Your name looks like one of my angels, so I'll bend the law for you. No, no. What applies to this person is the same that applies to you. So get more spirit, get more word. Hallelujah. By now, everyone that doesn't have a reading plan in case you don't have discipline with the word of God. There are many people that when we add all the chapters you studied in 2021, they are not up to 10. Yes. That is alone or not in church. About when they say open in church. And then before you even open, they have all presented or you have read, they are not even open. That's many people have not sat down up to 10 times 2020. To read the Bible on their own. And some of them may be looking at me, but let me look at your eyes if I know their number. Looking at them. Hallelujah. Yes. Up to end up in the year 2020. But decide that this year, before 24 hour crosses, I will read the Bible. You, all of us here have an Android phone. Some of you even have iPhone 11 or whatever you have. Get the Bible. Do a simple Bible reading plan to finish the Bible in 2 years. You may be reading only one chapter a day. Don't be reading it. Don't be kokuma. Just read it. All together. After a while, the effect on your body will tell. Decide this year that you will pray like never before. Even if it's 10 minutes every day. You stay on WhatsApp for 4 hours every year. Every day. On Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook every day. Is that correct? Talking with people that if you don't even have data, they don't even know you exist. Don't you know that when your data finishes, the internet is still busy? Have you noticed it? So even if you're not online, have you ever tried to take a break from internet and then notice that internet life continues? And then check the people that even call you to confirm whether, why everyone else seeing you online? They are not up to five. So you discover that your life really doesn't count online. Settle down with God and be real. Are we together? Yes. Followership, servanthood, and mentorship will get you to the pathway of being anointed. When you serve somebody, when you are being mentored by somebody, when you are being coached by them, when you service, you will become anointed. In 2 Kings 2 verse 9, Elisha got anointed by serving Elijah. Is that correct? Exodus 24 verse 13, Joshua got anointed by ministering to Moses. In Mark chapter 3 verse 14, the Bible says, when they saw the disciples, they were anointed because they walked with Jesus Christ. When you notice somebody that is anointed, connect yourself with them. Require their mentorship. Seek to walk in their path. That pathway is actually called the anointing. Hallelujah. But it will get you to be anointed. Always find a way to service in church. Find a privilege to walk. Hallelujah. Don't just sit down anywhere. Now Daniel Bassi has served in his choir for years. In his church for years. Year in, year out. How many of you are aware of that? Are you aware? I've been a choir member for years, sitting down. When he wants to release album, pastor say no. Wait. When he wants to travel outside, when he have international administration, the pastor say you are not yet free to go. Stay. He said at the point, I read it on his Twitter. He said at the point he was angry with his pastors and thought the pastor was wicked because the pastor would travel abroad and come back and then the pastor refused him to travel. But the pastor said, no, don't go. You are not yet cooked. Tell that to a young minister today. Oh boy, you will not see him next Sunday. True, yes. You will not see them. Tell them, no, don't do like this. Behave that they will not hear. Now, where he has released songs back to back, mega hit. Back to back, true, yes. Even if you're not a believer, you know, even Muslim listen to his song and they know this song is blessed. Back to back. I've watched videos of Sinach. I've watched videos of Joe Praise. I've watched videos of Ebane. I still have it in my laptop. That laptop there. Of them singing in Pastor Greece. All of them, we are backups. Year 2005-2007. All of them. In that, I can show you the video if you doubt. Meet me. All of them, we are backup and normal choir members. They remained there for years. Over decades. Backing up, backing up, backing up. And then bow the blow. And then now you say, this person is another. You want to follow them, you want to follow them. Not knowing their story. I've seen videos of Prosper Chimana and Ima Singh with coat, not suit, coat. They used to be the backup singer for Elijah Oyelade when he released his Elias album. All of them, they sang in his choir for almost 15 to 17 years before he released Ekwueme, you know. 17 unbended, broken years of commitment. Every Tuesday, they are there. Every Wednesday they are seated. Every Sunday. Sometimes they never, I was in the live service where Owe Obutu, how many of you know Owe Obutu? You knew him, right? How many of you know Owe Obutu, the kind of song? From the pages of my heart, let my worship. You know him now, right? Let me tell you his testimony. He has been in Dunamis Church for years. Nobody knew him. He released a song for years. It was even his pastor that sent the video or the song to the point. So you have been in this song, we don't even know you. Then he brought him up to the stage and said, now I announce him to the world. All of you hear him. I was live there. He came to Lokoja 2 months later to minister in Dunamis Lokoja, and I was there. And then he said, from that day, the country he flew, he said he came with a clean Mercedes Benz. But an average young guy that's a musician today cannot sit down in one church and be planted. They cannot. They move from here, the money here is not good. And all of them are not being paid. You don't require to ask for their stories. There is a way to serve and be anointed. There is a way to serve and walk in the anointing. You must learn it. Don't make money your primary assignment. Right now, if the church have been paying them where they are now, one ministration can be somebody's salaries for 2 years. Hope you know that. Just one honorarium. Ministry in the experience alone. You are not living with something less than 6 zeros. And if you are a lecturer in the university, your salary is 90,000, 100,000 naira. Level 8. Now, when they give you 2 million in one ministration, that is 2 years salary for singing for 15 minutes. 2 years. 2 years salary for 15 minute ministration. You will discover that your rising will be sudden. Remain calm and let your head be calm. Tell your neighbor, serve. Be mentored. Hallelujah. Look for a father and follow them. All these people, that is why they are not there. When you hear sinners sing, hear some waymaker, remixed by William McDowell, remixed by Planet Shakers, remixed by who again? Michael Smith himself. And in fact, when Michael Smith did his remix of Waymaker, he US chart for over 7 months. Remixing her song, why? Because she remained embassy. Yeah, you don't. When Dr. Poe and Nature invited them, I heard his testimony. He said that they told him that let them ask their pastor first. If he allows them, they will come. That is the how trained they are. But an average young person, you come on Sunday, you not see them again. You know, they invited me. You know. Now, you must follow the principle of people that are at the top. Because what works for them is what will work for you. Are we together? Yes, so being fathered and being mentored will take you to the anointing. That is why I subscribe for fatherhood. Because I know as a pastor, I must be fathered and I must walk in the anointing. And it's true. Hallelujah. So how many of you want to service and then get the anointing? How many of you want to follow and be anointed? Look for the person you want and serve them. There are two ways to get the anointing. Either by sowing to the anointing or serving the anointing. Anybody you give them, you connect with them. And see, this thing, I don't know how to explain it. But because it's money, let me not talk so that they will not say, I want to talk about money. But let me talk about followership. Follow and you get the pathway. Is that true? Is that true? There are two strongest sons of the world that the whole world knows. Who are they? Who are the two strongest sons of Bishop Oyedepo that the whole world knows? I mean, have you watched Shiloh? Do you watch Shiloh? Who are the people that sit in front? They are the only ones that they even recognize. But I can tell you a lot of sons that he has in the country. Why? Because these guys, they follow him. If he says sit down, Bishop Oyedepo can be declaring 21 days fasting in Canaan land. And then the point will say, all of us, we are doing. He says 7 days, we are doing 7 days. That is the way they follow. With their level of impact, Glory Dome is two sides Canaan land. But today, if he says sit down, he sits down. That is why he will remain perpetually at the top. So you want to be anointed, follow. And then when you want to follow, follow well. Don't be pregnant and be prostituting from one person. That look for one mentor. Look for one father. And follow. And then you'll be anointed in the name of Jesus Christ. Number 7.
intimacy with the Holy Spirit. I think we have spoken about that, spending time with the Holy Spirit and then relating with the anointed. Hallelujah. In Acts 4 verse 13, the Bible says, when they notice them, they saw their boldness, they know that they are being with Jesus Christ and the anointing has rubbed on them. And then when you desire the anointing and then you go for it, you will be anointed. And as you desire the anointing and you are going for it, you will be anointed. And may you be anointed. And may you walk in the anointing. In the name of Jesus. May you walk in the anointing. In the name of Jesus Christ. We will hear of your feet. We will hear of your stories. I know of nurses that when people came, my sister was telling me of certain people that my sister being a nurse, she was telling me of sometimes when patients come, they'll say, no, I don't want this person to, I want it. And then they notice that a particular person people want, and then they notice that she's a spiritual sister. Even the patient want her to treat them. You understand what I'm talking about? You know, an injection, apart from injecting the virus, she is exiting the demons by the unction. Now, if the sickness will not respond to injection, it will respond to unction. You know what I'm talking about? What did I say? If the sickness doesn't respect injection, it will respect what? Unction. So, to your injection and to your medicine, add unction. How's it? And then you rise to the top. To every work you are doing, add the anointing, and then you will never remain at the base. Hallelujah. What are the hindrances to working in the anointing? The hindrances we have is most times motives of people. Acts chapter 8 from verse 18 to 21. Let's have that on screen. Acts chapter 8, the motives of people hinders them from working in the anointing. You know, in Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 10, the Bible says, I the Lord, I search the heart. I try the reins, to reward a man according to his deeds. Praise the Lord. So most time the motive of people are wrong. And when Simon saw that through the laying of hands, he noticed that when the apostles were laying hands, the Holy Spirit was given to people. He offered them money. Verse 19, sir. Saying, give me this power also. That anyone, when you watch Apostle Joseph Suleiman say, your name is Mint. You are from Ghana. You are from Mwewe. You study this kind of course. And then he tells you, your singlet has stripe. In fact, in the center stripe, they're like this. I want to be like Joseph Suleiman. I want to be like him. I want to be able to look at people. I want, when I return to my village, they will know I am back. I want to look at my uncle and tell him his details. Your foundational motive is wrong. When you see people wave and somebody fall under the anointing, I want this thing. All because when you go back home and hold the mic in your local church, they will know the Son of Man is back. Now, I was talking to somebody and then I was telling this lady, he said that, he was telling me that he wants to come to this church and preach. That he want to show people from the north has power. And I told my wife, I just even see myself. The reason I don't know what he's talking, who he's talking to first. Even the address of the church, you don't even know. And then come to my room, he told you, no, not here. Hallelujah. That is the motive itself is wrong. The reason why you want to be anointed is you want to intimidate people around you. The Lord speaks to me every night I sleep. I see things as clear as the way I'm looking at you. Angels walk me and give me a song. You want to be intimidating people. With that motive, you will never be anointed. You will never walk in the anointing. All together, let your motive be edited. Do you know something? If you are innocent and then you desire a grace, as you pursue God, your motive will be corrected. Shall I come again? If you are what? Innocent. And you desire God. As you begin to pursue God, your motive will be what? Corrected. After a while, there was a time I did a very, very long fast. And why? The reason why I did that fast was because I heard at the point that Bishop Barrett was saying, he did this, that kind of fast. I said, he did it. I want to do it. I can do it. I want to do it. And then when I discovered that, when I started, at a particular point, my motive was altered all the while I was in the fast. So, in case your intention is wrong, your motive can be corrected so long as your heart is innocent. Praise the Lord. So let the motive why you want to be anointed be clean. Why you want to be an anointed XYZ, let the motive be clean. Hallelujah. Another reason why it hinders people from getting anointed is what I call sin and compromise. Sin and what? 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19. And then you can put Romans chapter 6 verse 13. Or 2 Corinthians 6 14. Sin and compromise. 2 Timothy 2:19 says, nevertheless, the foundation of the Lord standeth sure, having this seal. Okay?
The Lord knows those who are His, and let everyone who what names the name of Christ the what depart from iniquity. Anytime we talk about sin, if before that time you were sinning, it's an opportunity to stop. And then if you are planning to sin, don't sin. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Now that we are talking about sin, we are not trying to attack anybody for his lifestyle or what you are doing. If you have been living in a particular way, desist from it. Sin will always land you in a quagmire. You will always regret sin. Praise the Lord. You will always regret compromise. You will always regret it. You can marry as a virgin. And then if you have made a mistake in the past, decide that from Sunday, today is what, 17, right? Sunday 17, no man, no woman will see my nakedness till I marry. How many of you want to make that kind of decision? Yes, in case you have missed it before, decide from today. No man, no woman will see my nakedness till I marry. It is possible. Hallelujah. You will always regret compromising. And then when you sin, you darkened and dampened the Holy Spirit. I know I heard a story of a man that after fornicating, he went to the side of the room and then did Kaba Lagaya, Lagaya. Ah, I can still speak in tongues. You still with me? Yeah. Yes. Many people think that as long as they can do Shabbat, they can still speak in tongues, the Holy Spirit has not left them. It's true. Have you ever seen somebody that has spoken to them and then stop speaking in tongues unless it become reprobate? But normally, somebody can be on top of a young lady and be kabashing in tongues. True or yes? True or yes? Sometimes when you are talking about issues like this, the way believers will be looking at you, as if you are talking about something they don't even know at all. As if I'm talking about the YDX. I am talking about what you know. Do you know what I'm talking about or not? Yes! Oh, you can be kissing him. I have heard of people or people that use the scripture to sleep with ladies. Yes, you are. Who said that? You don't know. Open King James, don't even message. Say King James. Convince that from scripture fornication is not a sin. What are you talking about? Decide not to sin and compromise. You will never regret not lying. You may miss some things. I heard very early. When you dupe somebody, you miss the money you get in the future. Hallelujah. You can be solidly rich. You can be wealthy with integrity. You can have money that you don't have to faint in Senate. You can explain. You can have money that you don't have to faint anywhere. You can explain your wealth. We only live in a country where nobody can explain his wealth. How did you become wealthy? Now God. How do you have this kind of money? Now God. You cannot put the pieces together. In 1 year time, somebody can become a billionaire in this country. Is that true? Yes. But it cannot happen abroad. It cannot happen. All of them take years and they can explain it. You can even trace the account. How the money came and then how everything. But in this country, no. Because the whole money in one state can be one person's account. And then it will just be there and people will not be collecting salary like that. Just like that. And then you say, when the person will become president, he will never be president. Never! How many of you want to know what I'm talking about? That person will never be. And the person bringing his poster, may they lack resources. And may their printer dies. How can he be president? How? 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 Can never be. Never be. That is one of the joke of 21st, the first joke of 2021. Based on popular demand. Are we joking? Hallelujah. Please decide to live a life of integrity. Tell your neighbor, I decide. I will live in integrity. I will not compromise. The one thing about church people is that they live a two life system. You know, until you bring order to your life, you will never walk. You know, 1 Corinthians 14 verse 33, the Bible says, God is not the author of confusion. Are we together? Until you bring order to your life. You know, I was reading two scriptures this week. And then the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, first of all, he said that a double-minded man is unstable in what? So the Holy Spirit told me that anybody that is in two relationships, every area of his life is not correct. Is that not, is the person not unstable? A double-minded man, you cannot differentiate between Mary J and, what's your name? Ijoma. The person is dating Mary J and Ijoma, already double-minded, true or yes? Then the Bible says, in every of his ways, he's not stable. You got his finances, he's not stable. You got his mind, he's not stable. A double-minded mind. As a young person, decide to be single-minded. Sure, Tigbo. Sure, you heard me. Decide to be what? Single-minded. And then the second scripture he gave me that, who is it that want to build a structure without first sitting down to count the cost? And then he said, when you want to enter a relationship and then your aim is not to marry, don't enter, because you will know that you will not finish that structure. True or yes? Don't enter. I'm giving somebody a counsel now. You are thinking of WhatsApping somebody after service. And then you know that that structure is not to complete. Don't what? Enter. Don't build that structure. Don't break people's heart like that. Don't tell him yes to keep him around. You know that you know any marry. Don't. Can you marry him? No, but you want him around. Hallelujah. Don't start what you cannot finish. And God will bring the right people around your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Pride and arrogance is the reason why people don't walk in the anointing. Because many people are proud. They cannot be cultured. They cannot be mentored. They cannot be taught on how to walk in the anointing. They cannot be instructed. The Bible says God resists the proud. The enemy of the proud is not the devil. James chapter 4 verse 6. And then 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 5. And then 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 4. All the scripture, 1 Peter 5, 5, 1 Peter 3, 4, James 4, 6. God is the one that resists the proud. Hallelujah. The mob, I was listening to that the other boy. He said one time, there was somebody in the Redeemed Church that was raising the dead, a young guy. And then people were going to church on Sunday morning. And he said, are you going to church? Then the young guy said that the person that is preaching, how many dead people has he brought back to life? I'm not going. So the person preaching now, how many people has he brought back to life? Me, I brought back four people. What will he be saying? Me, I can bring back to life. And as of when he was testifying, he said the guy has left the faith. Yes. You will lose the anointing the moment you become proud and braggadocious. And then do you know what God can do? If you can sing and sing well, and then you can sing anointedly, and then you begin to misbehave where you should behave, God will not take that grace away from you. What will he do? He will raise somebody that you were mentoring 7 years backward. And right before your eyes, that person will begin to arise, 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 and then you'll be sitting down with somebody and the person will be discussing that person in your presence. Nobody can sing like that person in this church. Nobody can. The Holy Spirit is the person to poop. Why are you inside? Remain calm and remain humble. When God leads you, what? Stay calm. Are we together? Small power now. Nobody can carry you. They must carry your Bible. You have become Papa automatically. You have become Mama. They must carry your back. My level of prophetic grace. You have to contact. I'm not saying people should not honor you when they should honor you. Hallelujah. Now, there's nobody wrong. There's nothing wrong. Because when you say something, now people will now begin to take it to the extreme. There's nothing wrong when you carry the Bible, a man of God Bible. That doesn't mean proud. Altogether, you should want to do it. Just imagine me walking my father in the Lord and I'm seeing him carrying something and I'll just be watching like that, just pocketing my hand in the pocket. Don't you think it's schizophrenia symptoms? You know what is schizophrenia? That is madness. Don't you think it's symptoms of madness? You see your father coming back from work with a bag and then you're sitting there and watching TV. Say, he's just coming back from work. Now let him enter with his bag. Don't you think it's something I started losing from upstairs? Yes. So if in case it's okay, but I'm just trying to straight to other extreme. Well, at just a little level, when they don't do it, you become edgy. I walk in here and they allow me to sit down in the back. They cannot even bring me to the front seat. Look at me, they allow me to sit in plastic. If they only knew what I can do. You don't know the level of grace. You know where am I in my church? People can leave their church and go to a new place and begin to expect the same treatment they receive in their church. Hope you know that. Do you know where am I? You come to family and then you were just president. And then there were 500 people that were under your fellowship. And then you come to the house. And then when you come to the house, they make you 8 or 3. not the toss himself. Not the 8 or 1. 8 or 3. Behind. I mean, they have to see 4 people before meeting you. And then meanwhile, you have 500 people in your command before. You will not be waiting for them to give you morning devotion. You want to show them anointing. And you begin to share testimonies. You are proud. You are proud. You are another plural of pride. Pride, that is pride. You are braggadocious. And then with that, you will never rise to the top. The loudest vessels are the most empty ones. The more heavy you become, the more quiet you become. Hope you know that. The more, see first class student in your class and in my class. See the way they behave. And see the one that have 2-2 or 2-1. They are the ones taking tutorial in every class. But the first class student hardly take tutorials. Three of us. Until you come and meet them, they say, ah, can I even solve this one? You see the humility in them. Can I even solve this one? Meanwhile, they can solve it though. But there is a sense of humility. But see the struggling 2-1 that is at 2.51. You see him in every lecture or taking tutorial. You want to show him. You want to show himself. Hallelujah. Pride will take it away from you. Be humble. Humility, I preached the message last year, the virtue of humility. Humility will take, pride will take away the anointing from you. You never walk in it. You come to a church and you hear somebody playing something. Let's say you are a keyboardist. And then here you see me playing a keyboard. And then you are there in the auditorium. And then you are waiting for him to do a particular skit in a particular song. And then he meets them or something like that. You wish it is you. You wish it is you. You'll be looking at him. What is this guy playing? You are proud. You are just what? I have experienced that situation and I learned it 300 level. I will never forget. Somebody was leading prayer in prayer unit and I was behind. I was sitting, man. Let them give me the mic. Let me come and scatter this place. This guy is making these people dull. These people are dull. This guy. I was saying, give me the. You know, when I was feeling anointed in the congregation, then somehow, maybe God knew my heart and then they called and then they gave. I came up to take the mic. You know, when I held the mic, I began to stammer. It was like I was dry. It was like God took 35 steps backward and said, what can you do? From that day, I'm seeing that day live, like I see it was yesterday. I'm telling you, from that day, anytime I'm coming up, I learned humility. The Bible says Jesus Christ learned obedience by the things he suffered. I learned humility by humiliation on that day. I don't think I've ever been humiliated like that. I can never. When I took the mic, it was God. All the scriptures I knew. You know the way you be quoting Psalms 23 when you're saying John 3:16. I'm telling you. I learned it by life. You may be thinking the person in front is not performing well. You think you are better. Until when you sit there. You may be thinking this person is very. If you have never held the mic, you think holding the mic is easy. Until they give you the mic. Then you know, boy, to stand before people are there looking at you. Some of them are even angry as I'm preaching. And you know the kind of face I'm seeing. Some people are even like, what is this guy saying? Some people are saying, what is this guy saying? Like I see a point, and then some people just frown their face. Do you know what it means? And then nonetheless, you still continue. When your hand, I remember the first time because of the way my hand became water, the mic almost fell from my hand. You have never experienced it before. Have you? Yes. The first time it was even testimony. They said, come and share this, take this money. My hand, I don't wait. But that day my heart sweated, the mic almost fell from my hand. My hand was shaking. You know, until you have done something, you will not experience, you will not respect the people that do it. You will not respect your father because I've never been a father. Until you become, you see, when you see somebody has something that you don't have, respect the person. If somebody have machine, and you are trekking, even if the machine is bad, respect the person. Because it's not easy to maintain machine. You see somebody has KK and you don't even have anything. I say it's only KK, sir. You will never have it. Do you know how much KK? Do you know what it is? You see somebody is married and then he's at his wife and they are suffering. Say, look at the way he's suffering his wife. You are not even married. Do you know what it means to maintain a woman or maintain a man? Anything I have learned it and it's anything I don't have. It means I respect him. You what? What you don't have and you find anybody around that has it, no matter the person, respect the person. It's not easy. Hallelujah. So be humble and then you walk in the anointing. Don't allow pride to kill what you have. Hallelujah. Don't think you're more beautiful than every other person. Very soon your beauty will not matter. Don't think you are tall, dark, and handsome, and then you intimidate every young lady. Or you think you are figure eight, your shape is like a guitar. You are a fine lady, and then you are fair, you are chocolate, your skin is milky, milkous. And then you are intimidating every sister in the age or everybody in the room. Continue. One day, one water can change your skin. And may it not happen in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't allow pride to teach you a lesson. Don't allow what? Some lessons you may not recover from. Hope you know that. When we say keep yourself, and you need to keep yourself, and you get pregnant and give birth, will you ever recover from that mistake? No, you may be delivered, the child has appeared. You will not kill him. True, yes. So a mistake you can never recover from. So don't allow pride to get into you. Hallelujah. And then another reason why people don't work in the anointing is irresponsibility and laziness. Many people are too lazy to become anointed. The most anointed people are busy people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you noticed that people at the top don't have time? Have you noticed it? That the more anointed they get, they don't have time for you. Some of you may even think that this man of God is proud. Look at people who see him in a crowd. Do you know what it means to see 30 people and share 5 minutes of your time with them? In 24 hours, you don't have time again. Meanwhile, when you are praying, they will be eating and then be insulting you at home. Many people are not just disciplined to be responsible to read, hallelujah, to study. But I pray for you, 2021, you will be responsible. Amen. You will not be lazy. Amen. You will not be lazy with your scriptures. You will not be lazy with coming to church. Amen. Hallelujah. You will not be lazy with prayer. You will not be lazy with spiritual activities. Hallelujah. Your company and your association affect the anointing you work with. And then also your mindset. When you work with the wrong people, you will not be anointed. Hallelujah. Always company. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 14 says, company not with the wrong people. And then 1 Corinthians 5 verse 11. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 14, 1 Corinthians 5 verse 11. Choose your friends. There's somebody said, this year I'm going to sit down and choose my friend like the way I pick beans. You know that kind of situation? You know the way you pick beans? Or the way you pick rice? Sit down this year. What is his name? So last day, after hearing a message, he said that he called certain friends and said, from today, you are no longer my friend. Was it you, right? After one day, he called them after the message, he said, from today, we are no longer officially, we are not friends. Avoid them like cancer. The Bible says, mark those that cause division upon you and what? Let me give you people to avoid this year. Anybody that insults the man of God, mute their status and block them. Altogether, don't be a partaker. Number two, anybody that has never spoken to you about your vision or is seemingly not interested about destiny and purpose, avoid them this year. Altogether. And then somebody that always suggests bad things to you. How far? See that babe. Every time you're around, it's the gist, it's babe. Or see that guy. People like that this year, avoid them. I've given you how many people now? 3 people. Number 4. Avoid your lazy you of 2020. Yourself that was lazy that year. This year, how many books? How many of you have ever planned of the number of books to read this year? You have decided, only one person has decided the number of books to read this year. Okay, if you have decided the number of books to read this year, lift up your hand, let me see. You see, 3 people. Now, who will decide the number of books to read this year? If you are deciding the number of books you read this, let me see your hands up. See, even after my preaching, some have not even decided. God is in heaven. Hallelujah. It's not easy to read, but me, I'm not the reading type. You're not the reading type, huh? You're not the reading type. But you're the alert type. You want alert. But you're not the reading type. Alright. Me, I'm not the reading type. Okay, listen, convert the book to audio and listen. Me, I don't have the time. Anytime I listen to something, my ear will be paining me. Anything that will take you to the top, you're not ready for it. Anything. And then these are the most people that when you give them 5,000 naira, they insult you and insult your village. See, let me tell you something. Before you help somebody, make sure the person is willing to be helped. It is always wisdom to give money to people like that. Ensure they are willing to be helped. When somebody gives you 5,000 naira and his salary is 100,000 naira, that means for 5 days in the month he went to work because of you.
Do you know that?
But many times when somebody gives you 2,000 naira from his 50,000 salary, you insult the person. That means a whole day from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. he went to work. If you divide 50,000 naira, divide by how many days in a week? Divide it and see. That means you tell you that for that whole day he went to work because of you. All the insult he got that day was because of you, and he gave you money, and you even take it insult because you don't know how to. The day I began to work after NYC and I got 1,000 naira, that was when I began to value the 5K my parents used to give me. Until you began to earn money, you don't know what it means to have money. Hope you know that. Until when I began to buy one mudu of rice to cook, that day when I went home, I looked at my father, I said, well done, sir. You fed six of us without ever complaining one day. I never knew what it means. But before you'll be complaining, this is stew, no meat, this stew, like this, every day, this stew, can't wait to this corner. You don't be talking and don't be saying nonsense. But the day you start feeding yourself, no assistance from anywhere, you will respect your father. The day you have a child or you have a boyfriend, and then you have quarreled 17 times in 1 year, you will respect your mother that has married your father for 27 years.
True, yes. Yes.
So you must learn to be responsible. The reason why I cannot insult a man of God is because I know what it means to be anointed. It's not beans. It's not beans. If you have ever fasted for 3 days stretch, you begin to respect men of God. Just try it. Try it fast for 2 days alone. Self. Just cross the night till the next day by 6 p.m. You'll be feeling as if the wall has finished. And then some of them do 6 days straight to come and minister in one service because of you. Some of them fast for stretch of years. I know it's not easy. I didn't respect graduate until when I went to university. When I was in secondary school, I was feeling like guru. When NYC was coming, I think I've shared this story before. I said, what is he a graduate? I can be a graduate now. Until I went to 100 level. First semester. 14 courses. Exams in 2 weeks. E-exam, joining the queue under the sun. The next year, I was on the road. I saw a corporal from far. I stood by the road. I said, well done, sir. That means you did this thing for 4 years to graduate. You begin to respect people. Hallelujah. You'll be responsible this year. You will read books this year. You want to marry, you have not read 5 books, you are not serious. You are far from seriousness. You want to have money this year, you have not read 5 books about finances, you are far from finances. You will never handle it. How many of you believe what I'm saying at all? You have not read book about finances, you will not handle real money. You have not read books about health, you will not really be healthy. You have to read how to cook. Hallelujah. You have to study, you have to be responsible. You have to associate with right people that will challenge your mind. Watch your friends. If everybody around you, you are bigger than that person, you only have dominion, you don't have friends. Have friends that are better than you. Don't always be the best around. Have people that are better than you. Praise God. In all your friends, everybody is under you. Have somebody that can challenge you in an area. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Don't always, if you come to this area, you're the best. 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 No, you don't have friends. Have people that are better than you. When is this area you console this particular person? When is this area you console this person? But in every area, you're better than your friends. That is not correct. Hallelujah. All my friends, I can point things that Pastor Tom is better than me with the word of God. When you come to scripture, he's an ecclesiastical giant. There are people that can pray better than me. There are people that have solid character more than me. There are people that pray. There are many things. I can point to my friends. I can point to things that they have better than me. That is the way to have friends. Have people that are better than you in one area or the other. Are we together? And I believe God will help you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, one of the things that I've mentioned, this one is sins of the spirit. What are the examples of sins of the spirit? Example of sins of the spirit. Bitterness, anger, malice, unforgiveness, envy. Some of you may not be fornicating. Some of you may not be lying. But there's somebody here you're not talking with. Or there's somebody in your room you're not talking with. Or there's somebody you're not in talking terms with. Or there's somebody you're bitter with. Praise God. You will never walk in the anointing like that. Hallelujah. Because most of them, that is the sins of most Christians. They are envious. They are bitter towards somebody. They are unforgiving.
I believe God will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I want to pray for every one of us. I'll be calling down what is inside you, and I believe something about your life will change from now henceforth. Before we do that, can every eyes be closed, first of all? I said, first of all, the pathway to walking the anointing is salvation. In case you want to give your life to Christ, or you want to rededicate your life to Christ, I want you to lift up your hands. Let me pray for you before I begin to pray for you. All right. Lift up your hands. Okay, thank you for that hands. Please, let's close our eyes, please. Unless God is saying, monitor the people that are lifting up their hands. All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, say with me, Father, in the name of... Don't say it in your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, I rededicate my life to you. I give you my soul. In the name of Jesus, I'm back to you for life. I'm back to you for life. Grant me the grace to remain dedicated and remain focused. Wisdom to be able to walk in the anointing. I rededicate my life once again to you, and today not turning back forever. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the yoke of sin is broken and the grace to remain committed is released in your direction. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Now every one of you, can we be on your feet? Now how many of you have understood something this morning? Do you want me to pray for you to activate what you have? Begin to pray and say, Father Lord, my heart is available. My heart is available. My heart is available. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known, reveal the glory of the living God. Okay, let's take the communion as we pray. I'll pray for you. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, just take it and hold it. Come, make your presence known, reveal the glory of the living God. Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the life of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the weight of your glory. Let the weight of your glory. Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the lines of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom be in us. Let the will of your glory. Can you talk to God? Ask for the kind of anointing you want to be activated in your life. Something is about to happen to you this morning for life. Shamalanda ka baga da 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 da. Yeah.
is happening already in your spirit in the name of Jesus.
Jesus, quickly, Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree every deposit of God in you, I command it to come alive. I command, I speak to your spirit, I speak to the deposit of God in you. I command and I decree that you come alive in the anointing. You come alive in the anointing. You come alive in the anointing. May your spirit awake. I decree over a potential in you. Every gift of the Holy Spirit, every deposit of God right in you, I command it to come alive. I command your spirit man to be alive. May you be sensitive to spiritual things. May you be sensitive to power. May the appetite of God rise in you. May the anointing draw you to the secret place. In the name of Jesus, I command everything in your life that is limiting the anointing. Work of the flesh, every work of carnality, I take authority over the negative appetite. I decree the Lord, every weakness in your life, every weakness that is not of you,
Ghost, I command the power to live a holy life come upon you in the name of Jesus. The grace to be responsible, the grace to be in order, the grace to kill pride, the grace to dissociate from the wrong association. This year 2021, you walk in the anointing. You walk in the anointing. You walk in the anointing. We walk in the anointing. We walk in the anointing. In your working place, you walk in the anointing. In your businesses, you walk in the anointing. Everything about you is different. Everything about you is exempted. When people are following you, will not fall because of the anointing. Hey, Alamana Katea. The anointing will exempt you from destruction. The anointing will make you favorable. The anointing will attract you to people of favor. In the name of Jesus, dryness is cut from your life. Everything barren is commanded to be fruitful. In the name of Jesus. This year you walk in abundance. You walk with the speed of the Holy Ghost. You walk in abundance. You walk with the speed of the Holy Ghost. You walk in abundance. You walk with the peace of the Holy Ghost. Everything that belongs to you that is being held by any system, we command those systems to be under pressure. Till what belongs to you enters your hand. In the name of Jesus Christ. This is the year of the anointing. Everything has changed. We're no longer the same in Jesus' name. Now take the communion. With God's grace, our life must change. We will never be the same. If God's your grace,
life must change. We will never be the same. With God's your grace, our life must change. We will never be the same. With God's your grace, our life must change. You've touched your grave, our life must change. We will never be the same. You've touched your grave, our life must change.
For the Lord, the Bible says this is the body of Christ. As we take it, I speak to anyone here. Hallelujah. This year alone, I've received a lot of requests of people trusting God from change of genotype from A from AS or SS to AA because of marital challenges, and it's limiting them. By the communion of Christ, your genotype can be changed. It can change your genetic constitution. And God has spoken to me that we will experience that kind of testimony. Now this may just be the day for you. I don't know anybody that has spoken to me about it. But get there's anybody in that kind of situation, today is your day. Lift up the body of Christ. As we pray, as we take the communion, go and take, do a test this week. And then you will testify. Father Lord, I declare over this communion that let it be a change for somebody's story. Let the genotype be changed. Anybody suffering from a particular sickness, by the communion it is ejected and evacuated. This communion kills and destroys every power of your body. Any arrow working against you is being neutralized. In the name of Jesus. The communion affects your spirit, affects your soul, and affects your body.
May this communion affect your IQ. May you think better. May creativity come to you by the communion you are preserved. Bible says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. As you take this communion, every crash that is calculated for you in this week is cancelled. In this month is cancelled. In this year is cancelled. In the name of Jesus, I declare this communion to be consecrated for what I've spoken for and more for it. In Jesus' name, take the body of Christ and the blood of Christ in faith. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Can you appreciate him and give him thanks? Thank you. No, I mean, just thank you. I mean, pray and thank God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Before I spoke, I will bring your offering. You were singing over me. Don't forget the offering. Oh, you've been so, so good to me. Oh, before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. Oh, and you've been so, so kind to me. Your offering to God. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I declare over every hand lifted that nobody's hands will drop down to beg or to want. I declare that your hands will not, let me tell you something. Something happened this week, hallelujah. I had exhausted my personal finances, and then I was trusting God for money. And then I got an alert. Later I got to understand that somebody that sent the alert was, he said that he had a strong body from God and the odd was so strong. And I had to say, he was saying, please, I had to say, I'm begging to send the account number. God can go any extent to bless you. Are we together? You will not be broke this year. So Lord, practice kingdom covenant. Somebody can give you money from America and look for your number. Have you heard of stories of people that somebody say they woke up from the bed and gave them account number and say, credit this account? Have you heard stories like that? In case you have not heard it, it will happen in your life. We live in a realm where we can live in overflow and walk under. Christianity is not meant to be a religion of brokenness, and you will not be broke in Jesus' name. So I declare over your offering, it will be a point of contact to your resources and to your finances. You will not give to beg, and you will not beg to give. You will have an abundance to give in Jesus' name. And I declare, I don't feel this. Anyone here owing debt, I want to pray for you. You are owing somebody money. You will clear your debt before the first quarter of this year, no matter how big they are. Bring down your hand. Let me pray for those people. Lift up your hand. I don't have a little to pray for you. You are owing somebody money. Maybe you took a contract or loan or something. Before the end of this first quarter of 2020, lift up your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm not doing it by instruction. I don't have ever done it in my life. I declare before the first quarter of this year is over, those loans are paid and serviced. In the name of Jesus, you will cross the next quarter.